Hi, how you doing, George?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So you think you came through another dimension?
Well, I don't think I know. Happened about 85 years ago.
Tell me all about it.
Well, actually, there's a group of us that have all come through over stages of time, dating back quite a long time. Our planet, a long time ago, began to die. And we traveled here and to several other planets in order to seek refuge.
How did you find planet Earth?
Well, we're a lot more advanced civilization. And yet, in some ways, we're a little less mature. But Earth was one of the spots that we kind of noticed in the bright, starry sky. And we sent out a few small craft, no bigger than the same type probes that you send to Mars.
Okay.
And discovered that your atmosphere was livable and that very small changes would need to be made.
If you've been here, what, 85 Earth years, you're saying?
Yes.
So I guess at what point did you become aware that this planet was inhabited with the beings that we are?
We've pretty much known about your inhabitants right about 4,000 years ago.
You did that long ago. Okay. Do you look like us, or did you have to transform yourself?
No, we have a totally different makeup as far as our body chemistry and our appearance.
But you.
So we actually go through a very long transformation process, and there's only a select few that actually get to come.
Okay, but I assume you look like we do now.
Yes.
Okay.
We all do.
What did you look like, at least back on your planet?
It's actually something that's rather hard to describe as far as what you would envision as looking. We're not a solid form entity. We are more of a, I guess the best thing we could describe this is more like steam.
If I were looking to the skies, whereabouts would I look for your old planet?
Okay, you know the belt, Orion's belt?
Yes.
Okay, if you turn your head from the furthest, well, I'm thinking of this in different terms. I'm going to make it really simple. If you go to the furthest western point of the belt.
Okay, there's three dots that make the belt, I think.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So okay. So you're looking at the one on the left side of you, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay.
You go right from there, and you take about 7 inches.
Okay.
From that tip. In the night sky, that is our general location. Our star is very, very faint. It can be viewed with the Hubble telescope, but that's about it.
How big was your planet?
Roughly the same size as Earth.
Okay, and about the same distance from its star?
No, actually, we're about, it's roughly about a half a light year closer.
What?
In distance.
You say we're only like 93 million miles away, 93 million miles away from our sun.
It's in reference.
How did your planet die?
Actually, it was due to some very disturbing chemical experimentations that caused a mutation amongst our people and our food source, which didn't allow for us to continue to live on the planet. It's not necessarily that our planet's dead. We do have quite a few varieties of life, more of them more of a solid form, similar to what, not really what you were talking about as far as the rodents.
Right.
But more of a solid form creature that has begun to evolve, but nothing that we could sustain ourselves on that planet.
Technologically, in terms of Earth years, how far advanced were you from us?
Like I said, in a lot of ways, our technology is 50,000, 60,000 years advanced. And in other ways, our technology is right there with you.
I see.
I mean, there are certain things, especially when it comes to nuclear fission and fusion, you guys are right there on par. You're actually playing with something that you haven't even begun to understand yet.
Well, let me ask you something. Did your planet learn how to live peacefully?
Unfortunately, that's where it comes into the immaturities that I was talking about. We dealt with our nuclear problem in a way that I hope, and we do believe that you will never deal with it.
Well,
and that an elementary school child could build a nuclear bomb on my planet. A very young child could build a nuclear bomb, and did. And unfortunately, that was part of the reason that we ended up having the problems that we have currently.
How sad.
And it's not something that can, once you start messing with molecules and changing the configuration of things, you can't turn a button and turn it off.
How many of you are here?
Roughly right now, a little under 1,000.
Well, welcome to planet Earth.
Well, we do appreciate being here.
Okay. Thanks for that call.
Thank you.
Now, that was a very compelling phone call.